Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. If you know me, you know that I absolutely love scientific applications of AI. When you use AI to advance science, especially in healthcare, to me, this is very exciting as it's creating tools that you can see very literal benefits to humankind. So I think what's really interesting is a new announcement that is out of Intel, and this is really exciting for me. It's kind of like a really juicy story because it's not just them getting into the science side, which I love, but is also them challenging the all-powerful NVIDIA, who is kind of the giant in the AI GPU space. So Intel recently announced the development of a couple things. Number one is the Aurora Gen AI project. So essentially, this is an AI model with, this is insane, 1 trillion parameters. We've seen this a couple other places. There's an open source version that just, you know, hit the top trending on Hugging Faces that is out of the EAU, I believe, or UAE. And this one has a trillion parameters, so it's, you know, really massive. This was announced recently at Intel's ISC 23 event. And so essentially they had this event on kind of high performance computing. At the event, they announced their supercomputer, and they also announced this new project. So this model essentially is fine-tuned for scientific research and drug development. And essentially, I think this is going to be have a really massive ability to potentially accelerate the ability to find, essentially the identification of biological processes related to diseases like cancer. And I think this is also going to offer a lot of insights into drug design overall. So I think that the achievement of, you know, these really powerful AI models are quite substantial at the moment, and we're seeing this accelerate, especially when you have this paired with hardware optimization, or the kind of the, you have these models, you know, this one that Intel's coming out with, paired with really impressive hardware. So right now, OpenAI's current supercomputer that they use boasts, well, essentially it has around 10,000 GPUs. And so Intel's new Aurora supercomputer that they also announced at this event alongside this new model is going to have 63,000 GPUs, right? So 10,000 GPUs for OpenAI and 63,000 GPUs for Intel. And I think that we're really going to see the winners in the AI space. I've been saying this for a while, but these are people that have hardware capabilities. It's not just software. You see, OpenAI is a big software company. They had to partner with someone like Microsoft that had the hardware firepower of Microsoft Azure. And you see the same thing with Anthropic. You know, they had to partner their software, and they had to partner with Google, who had the hardware kind of Google Cloud computing backend to really help bring that to scale. And so I think it's really interesting because right now we're seeing NVIDIA power the backends of a lot of these software companies. But it would be very interesting, number one, if NVIDIA jumps into the software side and starts, you know, creating ChatGPT competitor, for example. And likewise, we're now seeing Intel, who's always been famous for its computer chips and its hardware, now jumping into the software side where actually it is training its own models. And I think this is going to have a really big impact on the industry. essentially, right, Intel is obviously one of the leading manufacturing chip manufacturers here in America. And I think that now NVIDIA, which I think currently has about 95% market share of generative AI GPUs, is going to feel quite threatened, right? NVIDIA just got pushed to a $1 trillion valuation the other day in their market cap. And so I think that, or $1 trillion market cap. So I think that they're definitely going to feel threatened by someone like Intel coming into this space. And some are speculating that because of this, this might actually, you know, kind of force NVIDIA to start introducing newer cards earlier than previously thought to keep this industry leading position they have. I think Intel has also kind of become one of the big, you know, call them peer contenders in this market, because Intel's data center GPU Max Series 1550 essentially has a 30% average speed improvement over NVIDIA's H100 in scientific workloads. So this new supercomputer that they have out, these optimizations and hardware are seeing some pretty significant optimizations. And I really think this is going to kind of tighten this entire race for who can build the most capable chips in the market. If that's going to be Intel, if that's going to be NVIDIA, you see like everyone, I think Google was recently bragging that their chip they have is like more effective than NVIDIA, and Facebook announced that they're going to be jumping in and creating chips that will be shipped in 2025. So I think when you have Google, Intel, Facebook, Meta, all coming out with these chips, it's going to really put some pressure on NVIDIA. Now, that being said, I feel like, could be wrong, but I feel like Google wants to keep their chips for themselves. Could be wrong there. They might use this to kind of leverage the Google Cloud platforms. So it'll be interesting to see if NVIDIA can maintain this lead they currently have, or if this is going to be something quickly eroded now that the AI gold rush has arrived and people see just how lucrative all of this chip manufacturing can actually be and how much money is being, you know, generated in this space. I think something really exciting with this entire new scientific model that Intel has announced is that it works in a couple of various fields. So number one is biology, oncology, climatology, cosmology, and also materials chemistry. So the resulting models are going to be used in a pretty wide variety of scientific applications. I think that researchers in AI are going to find models for everything from molecule design to essentially energy production to power generation, everything you can do. And I think that models are going to be able to speed up the identification of, you know, different biological compounds linked to cancer and other diseases, and they're going to be able to suggest drug designs. We've recently seen that someone came up with a new antibiotic, essentially using an AI model that treated a superbug which was previously untreatable. And the AI model was able to take in 6,800 different compounds, tested against this superbug, and they identified 200, which were then taken to a lab, and the lab came out with 9 that were tested on mice exposed to the actual superbug. And I believe all those 9 were all effective, but one of them in particular was picked as kind of like the new antibiotic for that. So obviously this AI is really powerful, but I think that with Intel coming out with a really powerful program like this Aurora, this is going to be expedited, and we're going to start seeing this used more and more in science for drug discovery, for helping do research for diseases and a lot of other areas. And this is an area that I, for one, am very, very excited about in the world of AI.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.